Psalm 103, please, just for a few moments. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger for ever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. He knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. That would be enough. What a wonderful psalm there. We know there's plenty of psalms, and so much can be said, but what a wonderful psalm. We've been thinking of being abundantly pardoned, being forgiven. And this Psalm 103 speaks of the mercy of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Can we all walk out the door this evening and say personally, bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord for what he is and for his mercy and his kindness, his loving kindness. He's pardoned me. He's pardoned me. We want you to be able to say that personally. But in verse 8, this is a wonderful verse. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. No matter what you may have done in your life, don't think for one moment that you cannot approach God in prayer this evening. Do not think that you've committed things in your life which bar you or prevent you from ever coming before God. Wherever you come from in this world, whatever your situation, the offer of the love of God goes out to every man and woman. And he is merciful and gracious. He's long-suffering, the Bible tells us. So patient. Does the simple thought ever cross your mind? Or the terrible thought, if God hadn't been long-suffering, if I hadn't been given the opportunity to trust Christ as my personal Saviour, I would have been lost. How wonderful that this evening we still speak of the love of God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. How wonderful we can speak this evening of the mercy and the love of God. He's slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. That first hymn said, who is a God like thee, a pardoning God? The answer, very simply, is there is no other. There is no other. God is a God of pardon, plenteous in mercy, offering you and me eternal life. Please don't take these words lightly. They're words of life. I pray that they're words that would be meaningful to you this evening, words that would have some punch behind them. Time is running out. Verse 9, please read verse 9. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. The Lord is merciful and he's gracious. He's slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. But also remember, he will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. As George has told us, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Time ticks by. If you're a Christian, we sing a hymn in the morning book. It says, a day's march nearer home. Sometimes we bow our heads, we don't feel we're marching as soldiers of Jesus Christ. But it says, a day's march nearer home. And sure enough, we're a day's march nearer home. If you're not a believer, that may not mean a lot to you. But please be aware that you're another day nearer meeting God. And will that be a time of rejoicing for you? A time of happiness? Or will it be a time of judgment? A time of weeping? George has told us, one day, men will cry to the rocks to fall on them because of the wrath of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. One day, men will rather have the rocks crush them for fear of the wrath of the Lamb. But tonight, we're speaking of the mercy of God and his offer of salvation, peace with God, forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ. Neither will he keep his anger forever. But he hasn't dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. If you do not believe on the Lord Jesus this evening, one day soon God will deal with you according to your sins. It's quite distressing to stop and think about your sins. Does it distress you to think about your sins? It distresses me. But thanks be to God, I know the Lord Jesus. Wondrous grace, I'm saved. Can you say that yourself this evening? If you cannot say that, if you go out of this hall and carry on as before and do nothing, then you will go to hell and you will be judged according to your sins. Please do not be in that position. As the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Maybe your appreciation of the love and mercy of God is not very great, but believe it and pray to the Lord Jesus this evening, and your appreciation of his mercy will grow. I wouldn't say my appreciation is as great as it should be. That's another challenge for us as believers. We want the appreciation to grow and grow. The loving kindness of God, our Saviour, towards us. But do you want something to really appreciate in life? What do you appreciate in life at the moment if you're not a true believer in Christ? What really thrills your soul? You can be thrilled above all other things if you come to Christ this evening and know his peace and his forgiveness, his love, the love of God. To think that you can stand before God one day in all the confidence of knowing Jesus Christ as your Saviour. I've taken refuge in the Lord Jesus. Refuge in the shadow of his wings, the Bible says. To have peace with God through the Lord Jesus. Do you have peace with God? Do you have peace? He has made peace with God through the blood of his cross. Wonderful. His blood has been shed on a cross. The Lord Jesus suffered and bled. He has made peace with God through the blood of his cross. And so now he invites you and me to have that peace too. Peace with God. Therefore, being justified by faith, you and I can be justified by faith, by believing. We have peace with God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful thing that is. Peace with God. This is not theory. This is reality. There's people around us who are on the way to judgment at the moment. And we can tell them this wonderful news. I hope nobody in this room is on their way to judgment, but on their way to glory with the Saviour. With the Saviour. And all I really wanted to say was, there's just a verse in Isaiah 57, which says, I will not contend forever. I will not contend forever. It says in verse 15, Isaiah 57, For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend for ever. O God dwells in that high place this evening. The Lord Jesus Christ at his right hand side. And they would seek to revive your and my heart this evening. And the spirit that is within us. God wants to touch your and my conscience this evening. He wants us to be awakened to our desperate need. This isn't just some kind of religious meeting to make you feel a little bit better in yourself. It is an appeal from God this evening that you come to him, that there's a little spark of life in here, that you respond positively. Not to me. I don't need you to come to me or anybody here. I want you to come to the foot of the cross of the Lord Jesus. Yes, he's risen now. He's alive forevermore. He lives. But once he was slain and his blood was shed, and he wants you and me to come to the foot of the cross. Lord Jesus, thou hast died for me, and I have died with thee. We want you to be able to say that, to say I'm dead to the world. Lord Jesus, you've died for me, and to live a new life, and to have peace with God. You can be justified this evening through faith in the Lord Jesus. Please remember that the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. The devil would tell you and me, we're too filthy, you're too much of a sinner, you're a filthy wretch, you cannot come, it's too late. It's a lie. God tonight says, come, come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Know the peace of God, which passes all understanding. What a glorious thing that would be if you this evening would trust the Lord Jesus as your personal Saviour and have peace with God and eternal life.